Wow. I think tonight. I think last time was a quick limud. I didn't look at how quickly we did it, but I think tonight's going to be just as quick, if not quicker. So maybe I'll talk really slow.
Wait, your Baltimore is above or below the Mason-Dixon line?
What? Oh, what? Anyway.
Well, I didn't hear any twang.
Is that Kaplan?
Southern.
I don't know what Kaplan is. I was just scaring him off. I don't know what I said last time to scare him off. Kaplan's always here on time.
If not, I want to sit here. That's why I'm asking.
This has your name all over it. Come on. Come on. I started the clock, so now all the...
The answer is one of them is a senator from Maryland.
Oh, really?
As a Baltimore on myself.
Okay, fine.
We won't hold
it.
Takes
two to tango.
Gimel Ahmed Bet.
3B, as they call it, right?
Yeah.
3B. Okay. Anyway, so what we were talking about last time was that there are two things that never stop. And since they never stop, you're not chayiv to be mazkir them. Those two things are tal, which we mentioned last time, and ruach, which we have not yet discussed. So the Gemara is now going to pick up with that. It's going to talk a little bit about ruach, and it's going to talk about clouds and ruach, and then we can continue cleaning. Right, Rabbi Landau? Yes.
It's not just me tonight.
Tonight it's going to be what?
Tonight
will be a nice, quiet, easy limud, hopefully. Okay, says the Gemara on the fourth line. Ruchos minalan. How do we know that the ruchos never stopped? Milan de la matri. How do we know that they don't stop? Amar Rabbi Shulam and Levi, the Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, I'm gonna translate this pasuk literally, even though the Gemara is going to debate how to understand this pasuk. Ki ka'arba ruchos ha-shamayim. Like the four directions of the heavens, parasti eschem ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, I have scattered you, Klal Yisrael, about. I have scattered you about like the four directions of the earth. So says the Gemara now, Maika Amar Luhu, what is it that Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael? Ile mahachi ka Amar Luhu, if you're going to tell me that this is what Hashem is saying to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, debazrechinhu ba'ar ruchos ruchi di alma. Again, the Badr Sinchu, Ba'abar Ruchi Da'alma. I have scattered you about the four directions of the earth. If that's what he's saying to them, then Ihachi, if that were so, Ke'arba, that which the Pasuk says, Ke'arba, like the four directions, that's not Meduyak. That wouldn't be exactly precise. Be'arba Mibayale, it should say, in the four directions. I have scattered you in the four directions. Why is he saying, I have scattered you like the four directions? So that doesn't seem right. So says the Gemara, no. Elahachi ka'amar. This is what Hashem is really saying. Kishem she'i'ef shela olam below ruchos. Just like it's impossible for the world to be without ruach, you need to have some form of wind, and we'll see soon what kind of wind we absolutely need and which aren't quite as necessary. But you need to have some wind. Kach i'ef shela olam below Yisrael. So too it is impossible to have the world without Klal Yisrael. And so that's what Hashem is really saying to Klal Yisrael. Not that he's scattering. He's not just saying, I'm going to scatter you among the four directions, but just like the four ruchos, the four winds, meaning that wind among all parts of the world are necessary, so too, you, Klal Yisrael, are necessary for the world. And that's how we know that ruach is absolutely integral, vital.
Why not a
critical,
stronger word than necessary?
Than wind?
No.
Oh.
Than necessary.
Oh. Okay.
Why not essential?
There's no creation. Creation ceases to exist.
Voracious. Voracious.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very nice. Yeah. I would say that we are critical. Vital.
And that's why we criticize each other.
Okay, very good.
I think we need to get a free table.
What?
We need to get three tables next time.
I think, all right, Mitzvah Hashem. 2, 4. Okay, all right, this is not crazy. It's not crazy. As long as Zev doesn't come, Kaplan, you know? Maybe we'll just tell him that the shiur is on Tuesday and Friday.
Okay. Put him under the table.
Right, exactly. It's like a little shopping cart, you know?
Yeah, so
there's always room for another. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll scratch that from the record. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Hilkach, therefore, since we know now that Tal and Ruach are critical and therefore unnecessary to mention, Biyamos HaChama, in the summertime, Amar Mashiv HaRuach, if a person says Mashiv HaRuach in the summertime, when it's not the necessary time for Ruach, so Ein Machzirno, so if you say Mashiv HaRuach, we're not going to be Choser. We're not going to make you go back for Mashiv HaRuach, because it's not a necessary thing anyway. Amar Morid HaGeshem, but if you say Morid HaGeshem in the summertime, that's a big no-no, Machzir and Oso. Then we're going to make you go back. B'yamos HaGeshamim, in the rainy season, when we need rain. Okay, very good. Lo Amar Mashiv, I was hoping for the fill-in. Lo Amar Mashiv HaRuach, in Machzir and Oso. If you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, we're not going to make you be Choser. Why? Because again, mentioning Ruach is unnecessary since Ruach is Mimela. It's automatic. It's going to come. But lo amar Morid HaGeshem Machzir Noso. But if you don't say Morid HaGeshem, then you're going to be, how are you going to have to be Choser? Yeah? The lo ode says the Gemara. We'll see a little bit of a Tosfos coming up, which is very, very interesting. Tosfos is a jam-packed Tosfos. The lo ode, Ella. Furthermore, says the Gemara, filo amar Mavir HaRuach. Even if you say, instead of saying Mashiv HaRuach, we're not saying anything else, you say Mavir HaRuach, that Hashem passes, he makes it go away, makes the Ruach go away, Umafriach, and he chases away the Tal. So not only are you not saying it, not saying Mashiv HaRuach, but you're actually saying that Hashem makes a pass, that Hashem shoos it away. Ein Machzirno, so we're still not going to make you be Choser. Right? That's a little bit of a chiddush. Because it's one thing to mention it when it's not necessary to mention it because it's going to happen anyway. It's a whole other thing to say sheker. Say sheker.
What's the sheker? The sheker.
If a person says mavir haruach, that Hashem makes the wind pass, or if he makes the tal, mafriach, chases away the tal.
In the summer?
Anytime. Anytime, because we know that Tal is always going to happen. Ruach is always going to happen on some level. It's going to happen. We'll see exactly what kind of winds, and we'll see. But
Shabbos, this Shabbos, according to the Israeli weather.
Okay, so according to the Israeli weather. Fine, very good. So, okay. So
what's the shaker? I missed. I didn't see what.
So if you say that Hashem makes the wind pass and he makes the tal, chases away the tal, which is sheker. Because Hashem always brings wind. It's always there. Like we said, but like ka'ar baruchos hashamayim. Ruach is always necessary. It's always going to happen.
In other words, you're saying there's no wind.
Yeah, there's no wind. If you say there's no wind. If you say there's no tal, then ein machzir and oso. That's a little bit of a kapella.
Yeah. Why? How can that be?
Because since it's not going to stop, mentioning or even not mentioning is not critical. It's not. It's kilo. You didn't say anything. It's kilo eno. Okay. It's very interesting. At any rate, because the Gemara does say that if you don't say Mashiv HaRuach, then Ein Machzir and Oso, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, Tosfos points this out in another context, but it sounds like the Gemara is saying, you really should say it. You should say it. It's Ein Machzir and if you don't. We're not going to make you be Choser if you don't, but you should say it. Lechadchil, you should say it. At any rate. Anyway, Tosfos over here is very interesting. There's many, many Piskei Halacha that Tosfos brings down in this. Tosis de Ramasco Biyamos HaChama. It's not a very hard Tosis to read, but so if anybody wants to see it afterwards, you can see it yourselves afterwards. Very, very, there's a lot of very interesting halachas that it brings down. I'll just mention a couple of them. One of them, he says that in place of that Biyamos HaGeshamim, if a person does not say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, but he instead says Morid HaTal, then Ein Machzirin. That's good enough.
We hold that way, Lamaise.
Okay, in Eretz Yisrael?
Because in Chutzot,
what? Not lechanal, but not necessarily
lechanal. Eretz Yisrael, we say Marina Tal in the summer.
Yeah, right.
The Kutzars, they don't say it.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay, so halacha lamaise.
Yeah.
I heard it from a rabbi of mine.
Yeah.
That if you don't, and you say Marina Tal instead of Lashiva Ruch Meregeshim in the winter.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back.
You don't have to go back. Is that, and that's true, Bain Be'eretz Yisrael, Bain Mechutzlarts?
Kutzars, you wouldn't say it, because the meaning is not to say it in the summer.
That's right. But I'm saying,
that's part of the rush.
In Yomos and Shamim, in the wintertime, if you do say Morid Atal, I understand. In the summertime, you don't say Morid Atal anyway. But what if you say Morid Atal in the wintertime in Chutzlaritz?
I don't know.
You don't know. Why? So that's Sarachian. I'm just interested. I don't know. You got what?
I just always assumed it was the same.
Right, but he's saying because Morid Atal is not mentioned anyway in Chutzlaritz, it could be that if you said Morid Atal in Yomos and Shamim, maybe you wouldn't be Yotze like you're Yotze in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know.
Minutes does actually say
yes. Minutes says it legamri. Yes, you say it legamri. Yes, yes. I don't, this is only a question for Ashkenaz.
I think if you don't say moda tolish, you say mashiv aruah. If you know goshen, then you say that in the winter. When you do go back, you're not.
In the wintertime, you say what? Morid Atal?
You said it was the word itself.
No, but I just said the opposite.
You just said the opposite? Yeah.
What's
what?
That's what I heard from Robert.
So what I was going to say is, part of the rationale for saying Morid Atal in the summer,
yes,
is so that if you make a mistake in the winter, you'll be covered.
Yes, that's exactly what Tosa says. Tosa says on the bottom, once Acharei Kichlos HaKol, after mentioning all these different shitas, he says that's what you should do. You should say Morid Atal across the board, and therefore you're covered. You're covered no matter what, as what Tosa said, mentions at the end. Tosa says many other things that we pass in
all the time.
That's according to,
yes,
he quotes the.
Because I don't think
the Ram. I don't know who the Ram is.
Right?
We don't. He mentions also later on. He mentions that if a person did not say Morid Hagoshem, you can say it at Shomei Tefillah. Not the same Talamatu Livracha. Not the same Tal. If you're mazgir, I don't think we hold like that.
I don't think we hold like that.
I think we're closer the Rosh. If you don't catch yourself before,
yeah, I thought you could say it in Shema Kolein.
You can say Mashiv Harocha Mer Legeshem.
That's what I thought.
Not Vesein Tal. You're saying Vesein Tal. We know you can. Vesein Tal is the heter. But even Shomei Tefillah, I have to look up Lahalacha if this is true. It was very interesting. There's a lot of stuff that Tosas says over here that's not Lahalacha, so I have to check it out. Tosas also mentions that if within 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, if you're a Suffolk, if you're B'Suffolk, whether you said Mashiv HaRuach, then you have to be Choser. That we pass in Lahalacha, it's 30 days, right? So there's a whole Machlokas Rishonim. Hagos Maimonis and the Rabbeinu Peretz about what happens if a person after Shmini Atzeres goes home and he says Mashiv HaRuach 90 times.
Right, that's what people do.
That's what people do. Some people have a minig when they're dancing around Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah that they say, you know, Mashiv HaRuach Amar Lageshem, they say it 90 times.
But I think you have to include part of the pasuk coming before that.
Yeah, Mechayim Eisim Ato Rav LeHoshia, Mashiv HaRuach Amar Lageshem. Right? So they, some people have a minute to do that. It's totally on a machlokas rishonim, whether that works. Whether just...
But it only works if you're not sure.
Is it what?
If you're sure you forgot, you go back. It only works.
Correct.
If you can't remember what you did.
Exactly. More often than not, you can't remember. But you're right. If you know for sure you didn't say it, then you'd have to be chozer no matter what. It covers you if you're mesupak, according to one rishon. According to the other rishon, he would say no. The fact that you're saying it 90 times out of the context of tefillah legamri is not going to work. What's fascinating is, the Chassam Sofer says that 90 is not meduyuk anyway, because really you have, in between those 30 days, you have Shabbos, right. You have Rosh Chodesh. So Chassam Sofer counts it, and he comes out to... Yeah?
Luckily, I thought you were supposed to say it 100 times.
It's 101. He says it comes out to 101 times. So he says, if you're going to pass like that, it'll have to be 101 times that you say it, even according to the people who say 30 days is 90. It's really not 90, it's really 101. It's fascinating, as Chassam Sofer points out, that the gematria of Shachach is 328. The gematria of Zachar is 227. The difference between 328 and 227... is?
101.
Yeah.
Okay, but what?
Fascinating.
What is the
how crazy is that?
Whether you say it 90 times, whether you say it 90 times while you're dancing, or 101 times while you're dancing.
You don't have to be while you're dancing. Give me a second.
What's the logic? Are you saying you say that makes the...
Here we go.
Oh.
You become so accustomed to saying it.
Okay. Meaning that it's not so that for the next 101 days, if they forgot their yotze.
No.
It's conditioning.
No.
It's not a halakhic. You're not attempting to fulfill any halakhic.
No, okay. Right. You're not fulfilling any halakhic. What you're doing is you're training yourself.
Same thing by learning.
Which I try.
What? Okay. Yes, yes, same thing. Eino domare. The Gemara says, Eino domare, somebody who learns something 100 times, to somebody who learns it 101 times. 101 creates the hergel. So that's the chiddush of Chassam Sofer. It's brilliant, is that it's not 90, it's 101. If you count the tfilos, it comes out to 101, which is exactly fills in with that Gemara, and with the gematria is a nice little touch. Anyway, there's some interesting stuff going on in this Tosfos. Take a look on your free time, because I know that a week before Pesach, we all have plenty of free time. Free play. They call it free play, right? Before 8th grade. Okay. Good. Now let's go back into the Gemara. Tana. Yeah? Okay, enough with the fun and games. Back to the Gemara. Yeah, you with me?
There was something I thought of, but I don't know if I should mention it or not.
Is it good or not?
I think it's decent.
What do I think?
We'll find out.
Okay.
The thing we were saying about haruchos, that you could be mazkirit in the summer, even though we're not really nohig to do that. Now, these Gemaras don't reference the tefilas geshem and the tefilas tal that we say by the Musaf of Shemini Atzeres and first day of Pesach.
Right, yeah, I mean,
but the tefillah is tall,
right,
which is for the summer that we say on Pesach morning.
Yes.
We do say Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaTal.
Right.
When we say that when the arm is open.
And therefore?
But that's the only time we say Mashiv HaRuach. But it's just... It's an example where we are no hate to do that lechatechila, even though the other times,
fair
we're
point.
Never told
fair right. point. I agree. It's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Back into the Gemara. We're about 14 lines down, give or take 25 lines. Tana says the Gemara, ba'avim u'baruchos, when it comes to clouds and when it comes to wind, we've already discussed the wind part, but when it comes to clouds and wind, lo chayv u'chacham lahazgir, you're not obligated to mention him at all, be'im ba'lahazgir mazgir, but if you want to, sure, go ahead and do it. My time, well, what's the reason why you don't have to do it? Mishum d'lamayatsri, because they don't stop anyway. So now we have a couple things that don't stop. You have the talit doesn't stop, the ruach doesn't stop, and the avim don't stop. But says the Gemara, is that really true? This is the first time we're questioning this now. The avim are clouds.
Oh.
Okay. I thought
Anan is a cloud.
Avim are also clouds.
Is it a different kind of cloud, or is it just a different
Well,
word?
It's spelled differently. So, Vilamayatri says, I don't know. You want me to quote you 7th grade cumulonimbus clouds and the, I don't know, I mean, what other clouds are there? There's like 3 different kinds. I forgot my 7th grade science. Okay. Or something like that.
Which I know you learned in Hebrew.
Right, yes, exactly. says the Gemara, is that really true? Velo me'atzri, they don't stop. Is that really true? V'hatani Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef taught a brisa that says, V'ratzaras ha'shamayim. This is a quote from Kriya Shema, and it says, Hishomer lachem p'ni yiftel avavchem. If you don't do what Hashem says, V'ratzaras ha'shamayim, he's going to stop the heavens. Now, what is he going to stop the heavens from? Says the Braisa, min ha'avim u'min aruchos. He's going to stop the clouds and he's going to stop the wind. Says the Braisa Viter, ata omer min ha'avim u'min aruchos, u'eino ele min ha'matar. You're telling me that he's going to stop the wind and he's going to stop the clouds, but maybe all he's going to stop is the matar. But says the Gemara, no, that can't be it. Because omer, when the pasuk goes on to say, v'atzaras ha'shamayim, Velo yehiya matar. It goes on to say velo yehiya matar. So hare amatar amur. So then matar is mentioned. So matar is already mentioned in the pasuk. So what does it mean? V'ratzaras
hashamayim. Maybe it was only the causation.
Explain.
Avim is the causation of the second part of the pasuk. The reason why the matar is going to stop is because of the effect of the ruchos and the avos.
right. So the Avim and the Ruchos so do stop, right?
So, but therefore, the Atzaret.
But Lamaisa, they do stop.
Because he affected the Ruchos and the Avim, and therefore.
By making them stop.
Right.
Correct. But Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, what stops? The wind and the clouds do stop, Lamaisa. Right. So you're saying the Pshat and the Pasuk is. He's going to stop the wind and the clouds. And then there won't be rain. That's the flow, right? But at any rate, the Brisa is saying that that Hashem is going to stop the winds and the clouds, right? So Hamani Makaim Vatzaras Hashemayim and Avim and Aruchos. So we see that the Avim and Ruchos do stop. So Kasha Ruchos Aruchos Kasha Avim Avim. So we see there's a direct steer in the two Brises. There was the original Tana that we quoted that said that you don't need to mention either one of them. Why? Because they don't stop. And then Tani Rav Yosef says they certainly do stop. The Atzaras HaShemayim tells you that Hashem will stop them. So which one is it? So says the Gemara, you can distinguish between the two. Avim ha'avim lo kasha. There's no stira in the clouds portion of it. Because ha b'charfei, ha b'afle. One is talking about the charfei. Charfei is like literally sharp, meaning quick. The quick clouds, meaning the clouds that come before the rain. The clouds that come before the rain, those don't stop. Those are absolutely necessary, and those will not stop. But haba afle, when we're talking about the brisa that says that Hashem will stop the clouds, what is he talking about? The clouds that are afle, meaning that they come after the rain. The clouds that come after the rain, although they are beneficial, as we will see later in the Gemara in a couple lines, they're quite beneficial, they're very helpful. They're not necessary. They're not absolutely necessary. Since they're not absolutely necessary, Hashem can play with those. Right? Hashem can tinker with those. So therefore, it's not a steer in the Brisa. The Brisa that says Hashem will not stop it is talking about the Charfi clouds, the clouds that come before the rain. But the Afle clouds, the ones that come afterwards, those are going to be affected by our performance of mitzvos. That's how we resolve the oven part of it. What about Ruchos or Ruchos? Lo kasha, that's not going to be a question either, because habaruch mitsuya, habaruch she'ena mitsuya. When it comes to a normal wind, a calm wind, so the calm winds are absolutely necessary for our existence. Like we said, ki ka'arba haruchos ha'shamayim parasei eschem ne'um Hashem, they're absolutely necessary. So the ruch mitsuya is necessary, that will not stop. But the Atzaras HaShamayim is talking about Avim and Ruchos. That's talking about Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. Those are the gusts of wind. The very strong gusts of wind, those Hashem can play with. And those Hashem can withhold should we not perform mitzvahs properly. Says the Gemara, really? You want to tell me a Ruach She'ena Mitsuya is not absolutely necessary? But Ruach She'ena Mitsuya, Chazi Lebe Dari. We need them in the threshing floor. We need them in the granaries. Why? Because we separate the wheat from the chaff. How do we do that? We throw up the wheat, and the strong gusts of wind come, and they separate mimela, the wheat from the chaff, the chaff from the wheat, whatever you call it. So it's absolutely necessary. How else are we going to do that? So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessary, because efshar b'nafvusa, we have sieves. We have things, we have artificial things that Kalim, that we can use to separate the wheat from the chaff. So Hashem says, use the sieve. If you want to do it naturally, so then you have to perform mitzvahs properly. If you don't perform mitzvahs properly, you're going to have to use an artificial means. But it's not absolutely necessary, as the Ruach Mitsuya is necessary. Okay. Even though it is quite beneficial, as we will soon see. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Next part of the Gemara says, Tana, ha'avim v'haruchos shnios l'matar. The clouds and the ruchos are shnios l'matar. What does shnios mean? Shnios literally means they are secondary. But that sounds like they're unimportant. They're actually quite beneficial. Shnios is like, Tosa says, if you look at Tosa Zermatho, shnios l'matar. Tosa says, shnios b'mala. They are secondary in their benefit. Because the Amar Yinshi, like people say, mishne l'melech. Right? Like second in command. Okay? We don't mean to say that it's secondary in importance, that's unimportant. It actually is quite important. It's like the secondary, it's like the second officer in command to the king. So he's quite important. And the oven, the clouds, and the ruchos are shnius lamutter. They are secondary to the wind, to the rain. So the rain comes, and then we have wind and we have clouds to help benefit the ground that has been soiled properly with rain and irrigated with the rain. Hechidami, says the Gemara. Amar ulav itim Rebbe Yehuda the baser mitra. This is talking about the clouds and the wind that come after the rain. The clouds and the wind that come after the rain are shnios lamater. They are beneficial. Lamemer says the Gemara demal yusahi. You want to tell me that they are beneficial? Really, are they beneficial? V'haksiv. But we have another pasuk that says yitein Hashem es matar artzacha. This is one of the klalos. Yes, yeah, isn't Dvarim, right? Yes, yeah, in Dvarim Chavches, right? Ki savo, I guess. Yitein Hashem es matar artzacha avak ve'afar. Hashem will place the rain of your land as dust and dirt. So, in other words, it's going to create an upheaval of the dust and the earth that's going to affect your crops. But Amar Ulav Itim Rav Yehuda Zikar Debasa Mitra. This is a reference to the wind that comes after rain. The wind that comes after rain is actually going to negatively affect your peros. So we see it's not a good thing. Having wind after rain is not a good thing. How can you tell me that the ruach after the rain is beneficial? You made it sound like it was beneficial. This is not sounding beneficial at all. This is part of the klalos. So says the Gemara, no, lo kasha. Hada asa nicha, hada asa razia. It depends how it comes. When the wind comes benicha, when it comes benichusa, when it comes calmly and gently, so it's quite beneficial. But when it comes ferociously, when it comes in a strong gust, then it's not. Because hada mala avak, when it comes in a strong gust, then it uproots the dust from the ground, and now the dust from the ground gets blown away, blown around, and it now sticks, it clings to the fruits that were just irrigated by the water. So you have the mutter comes, the rain comes, strong gusts of wind comes, that's going to be very negative, because that's going to now blow itself onto the peros that have just been watered, and so now you have peros that are dirty, and they don't have the... yes?
What about forceful wind and rain simultaneously?
Oof, you got me. I don't know.
I mean, this is these hurricanes in the States. Okay, the winds with the rain, you know, 85 mile an hour, 110 mile an hour, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to dive for rain to stop when it's a sakana. It's a real sakana.
No, I was talking about the ruach mitzuyas. The extremely strong gusts of wind that come after rain are not beneficial. But hadalo malavak, when it's talking about when it comes benachas, when it comes calmly, so then it actually positively affects the crops. So that would be a good thing. So that's how we answer up the stira and the brises as to whether ruach is beneficial or not. Whether a ruach that comes after rain is beneficial. So if it comes benachas, then it's beneficial. If it comes strongly, then it's not. V'amar Rav Yehuda, zika debasar mitra kimitra. Rav Yehuda says, sof ko sof, zika debasar mitra, if you have wind that comes after rain, kimitra. That's like the rain itself. That's extremely helpful. Eva debasar mitra, if you have clouds that come after rain, kimitra. That's also like rain. So that's also going to benefit you as much as rain does. And shimshid debasar mitra, the sun that comes out after the rain, kitremitri. That's like double rain, meaning that's extremely helpful. That's going to help you as much as two rainfalls will help you. Sun after rain will help you as much as two rainfalls will help you. So now says the Gemara, I don't understand. What has Rav Yehuda left out? He's saying absolutely everything in the world is beneficial. Clouds and wind and sun. What are you leaving out? What is not beneficial now? So lemut emai, what have you excluded? Rav Yehuda, you told me everything is. So the Gemara says, "Lemu'uti gilhi delelia." The gilhi delelia is not beneficial. What is gilhi delelia? So Rashi learns that gilhi delelia is lightning. Lightning comes after rain. That is not good. That is not a good thing. Tosus doesn't learn that. Tosus learns gilhi delelia is zrichas alayla. It's like the shining of the moon. Meaning, if it comes out at night, the moon that comes out at night, it's not going to be beneficial for rains. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi seems to learn that it's talking about lightning. Anyway, so that's one thing that's not beneficial, the gilhi delelia, whether you learn that's lightning or you learn it's the moonlight. Oh, and shimshu debeni karchi, and the sun that comes out, that peeks in through the cracks of the clouds. Right? Literally, the Beni Karchi is in between the bald spots. So if you have, like in the sky, you have these bald spots of clouds, and then you have the sun peeking through, that's not beneficial. That's
well,
not beneficial.
You see as the clouds move, you see, you right. know, there's a space, and the sun...
Shines through.
Shines
That
shines
is not beneficial.
Space.
Correct. Correct. That's not beneficial. Apparently. Okay, wrapping this up, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Mali tilga leturi kechamishi matri la'ara." Snow is beneficial for the mountains, like five rains are for the earth. How do we know this? How do we know that? Essentially, how do we know that snow for the mountains is five times as good as rain for the earth? Shenemar, because there's a pasuk. And from the pasuk, we can learn out that snow is as good as five rains. The pasuk says it will be about the snow. It is said, "Hava eretz, you should be like land." Vegeshem matar, vegeshem matros uzo. Mentions here five different rains: geshem, matar, geshem, matros. What is matros? Plural matar. Plural matar is two, right? The least of plural is two. So you have geshem, matar, geshem, matros. That's five. So you see, about the snow, it will be said, you should be like land when there are five rainfalls. So five rainfalls equals what snow would do for the mountains. The snow is good for the mountains because the snow sticks, whereas the rain just kind of...
one of the five kinds of rain then? Or
no.
No.
Geshem, matar, geshem, matros.
That's only four.
No, matros is plural.
So it counts as...
Counts as two.
Why is Geshem said twice?
I don't know. Ask Hashem.
Geshem.
That's
no,
a good question for Hashem. But the Pasuk says it. I don't know why. The Pasuk says... it's a Pasuk in Eov. If you can explain to me even 20% of the Pasuk in Eov, that you don't need to learn the Pasuk. I will exempt you from the Pasuk.
But I want a little bit.
I do too.
And I would like to know the Sufi.
Va'amar Rava, wrapping this up. Rava then says, "Tilga Laturi, the snow for the mountains, and Mitra Razia Le'ilane, and the strong rain for the trees, and Mitra Nichala Peri, and the calm rains for the fruits, and Urpila Afilula Partsida Dutusikala, and a very, very light rain." Right? Rashi calls it Geshamim Dakim, very thin rain. It's almost like a drizzle. A drizzle is even for a partsida, for a lone seed, the tusikala, that is hidden underneath a clump of dirt. Mahanyale. All of these things are beneficial. So when we look outside and we have these light raindrops and we're thinking, what on earth is this for? It's not a rain and it's not a wind. It doesn't seem to be doing anything for anybody because it can't really benefit my fruits. There is the lone seed that is hidden underneath the clump of dirt that is gaining benefit. Hashem is taking care of all of his creations. My Urpila, says the Gemara, what does this mean, Urpila? Where does this word come from? So the Gemara says, Urupili. It awakens the seed. So that's where the word comes from. Urupili, these light rains awaken the seed, because this seed that is hidden underneath the clump of dirt cannot benefit from anything but a very, very, very light rain. V'amar Rava, just to wrap this up, Haitzurva Mirabanan, a very young Rav, a young Talmudic scholar, Dami Lepartsida de Tusikala, he is similar to a lone seed underneath a clump of dirt. How so? The Kevin Danavat, once it sprouts, Navat, it explodes. So a young Rav, once he gains a name for himself, then he is unstoppable. He's an unstoppable force. What this, what exactly this drash is telling me, I don't quite know. A little bit of a tzarachim. I'm not sure exactly what the vart is. What's the comparison here? If anybody wants to come up with something until we meet next time, go for it. You will be on record.
We did.
Ashukach.
We did.
This is another quickie.
Did we do both of the Omer Ravas or just the first one? I'm sorry.
What?
Did we do? Please
35
say that
minutes. This is crazy.